resolutions, anything like that? Anyone made any plans this year? Anyone over there? Oh, we've got one over here. Yeah, go on. Oh, so you're planning to see your godmother? Brilliant. Well, let's think about some bigger plans, maybe. I've got some pictures here. Think about plans in films. What film have you got there? Yeah? And what's the plan in Chicken Run? What are they trying to do? What are they planning on doing in there? Yeah? Yeah, they're planning on escaping, aren't they? Or the next one, if you're a bit older like me, The Great Escape, the original plan. What else have we got? Have we got any more plans up there? Ooh, what's that? What's going on there? Yeah, go on.
Number one.
Okay, so it's Despicable Me. Go back again. And what's the plan in Despicable Me? What's he planning to do, yeah? Steal the moon! He was planning to steal the moon. And then the next one is a classic, isn't it, for Christmas? What's he planning on doing in that, in Home Alone? What's the plan in Home Alone? Yeah, go on, Toby.
He's trying to stay away.
Well, yeah, he tries to stay away from his mum and dad. Well, it's a bit... But what? Who else is he trying to stop, yeah?
He's trying to stop
those burglars, isn't he? So lots of plans. Anyone think of any other plans in films? I don't know what else there is. That's all I could think of. Well, we're going to hear about a big plan today. We read about it in Acts 1. And it's actually better than all those plans we've seen. Because it's God's plan. It's God's plan. It's about what Jesus has done. It's carried on by the Holy Spirit. And it's good news for everyone. That's the plan we're going to be looking at today. So first, it's God's plan about what Jesus has done. Let me read verse 1. In my former book, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach. He's carrying on from, this is Luke writing, he's carrying on from Luke's gospel. And he's saying, it's all about what Jesus has done and taught. Now, can any of you help me? What is it that Jesus has done or taught in maybe Luke's gospel or that you know in his life? Yeah? Brilliant. About him dying on the cross, yeah? Pardon? And forgiving us, yeah. They're the big ones. You've got them. So we read that. Have a look down at verse 3 with me, if you've got a Bible. After his suffering, Jesus suffered, he actually died so that we can be forgiven. That's the plan. Jesus died so we can be friends with God and have him as our king. But here's the thing, have a think. How do we know the plan worked? How do we know the plan worked? He could have just been saying, oh, I'm going to die to forgive you. How do we know it worked? We need proof, don't we? Because if someone says they can do something, they need to prove it. Shall we see what that looks like? Who here reckons that they can stand on their leg for 10 seconds? Ooh. Go on, Thomas. Is this Maddie? Do you want to come up as well? We've got to prove it if you say you can do it. Okay, shall we count them down? Ready, steady, go. 10... 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give them a round of applause. Well done. See, they said they could do it, and they showed us, didn't they? They proved it. Well, Jesus proved that when he died, he really did forgive us and be our king. Have a look. Where are we? We'll see where he proves that. Have a look at verse 3 again. If you've got a Bible, I'm going to read it. After his suffering, Jesus showed himself to men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. So Jesus suffered, he died, but he came back to life. Loads of people saw him. People could see where the nails had gone in his hands. People could talk to him and eat with him. He showed himself to loads of people. The plan is about Jesus, and Jesus proved that he really could forgive people. Isn't that great? God's plan is working. God's plan to forgive people through Jesus is working. But I think we've got another problem as well. Have a look at If you've got a Bible, have a look at verse 9 or the end of verse 11. And maybe you guys can think, what? Where is Jesus now? Where is he? Brilliant, thank you. In this, he went up to heaven. Let me read verse 9. After Jesus said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Jesus went back up to heaven. But if Jesus is in heaven, how can this plan carry on? He's not here to forgive us, is he? He's not here to tell us what's going on. How can God's plan carry on? Well, here's the second thing. God's plan carries on by the Holy Spirit. Let me read verse 5 to you. Have a look at verse 5. Jesus says, John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is coming so this plan can carry on. And actually, the Bible says now he's in every single Christian. Jesus could actually only be in one place, couldn't he, and walking around. But the Holy Spirit can be all over the place, in every Christian, so this plan can carry on. But what does this Holy Spirit do? What does he do? Well, he's a person, but I like to think, what does the Holy Spirit do? Oh, I've got my... Did anyone get a phone for Christmas? Anyone get a new phone? No? There you go. Whoa, you're a bit young for that. There you go. And I think the Holy Spirit is a bit like what you have in your phone to make it work is you have... What's that?
SIM card.
That's not a SIM card. What's that? No, it's not a credit card. Yeah? It's a battery. You've got a battery to power your phone to make it work. Well, the Holy Spirit is a bit like that. It's a bit like a battery in the Christian. It powers them. What else have I got in this phone? What's that?
SIM cards.
There you go. What does a SIM card do? Yeah? It does, so you can talk to other people. Well, the Holy Spirit is a bit like a SIM card. It lets us tell the people about Jesus. And what else have I got in here? What's this? Do you know what this is? This is Pete's phone. It's all right. It's fine. This is a memory card. It stores all the information on. And the Holy Spirit's a bit like that as well. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will help us understand what the Bible says and be able to tell the truth to other people. So just like a battery and a memory card and a SIM card and a phone, the Holy Spirit gives us power. He helps us tell other people about Jesus, and he gives us the right things to say. And that means God's plan is carrying on. Even after 2,000 years, it's not stopped. So, we've seen God's plan is about what Jesus has done, and it's carried on even now by the Holy Spirit. But the last question is this. Who is this plan for? Who's it for? How far can it go? Well, I'm going to read verse 8 and see if you can think about what that says. Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witnesses. That means you'll tell people about me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. How far is this plan going? Where's this message of Jesus going to? Everywhere. It's going all around the world. Now, I've got a big map that I nicked from the back. I need two strong people to help me. Lise, can you grab two people to help me, please? There you go. And I think you need to... Everyone needs to move back a bit. And we're going to put it here. You stand on the left, Charlie. There you go. So, does anyone know... I had to check this before I started. Does anyone know where Jerusalem is? There should be a map up there as well for the adults to have a look as well. See if they can know. Where's Jerusalem? Ooh. It's... Where is it? Is it down here somewhere? It's hard upside down. It's down here, isn't it? Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria, all in that little place next to the end of the Mediterranean. But is that message just going to stop there? No, where's it going to go to? Everywhere. Can anyone think of any really far away places? Yeah? Egypt?
Africa?
Africa? Yeah, Tom? Egypt? Two missionaries to Egypt here. Scotland?
Antarctica.
Antarctica, that's very far away, isn't it? Yeah?
Lapland.
Greenland. Loads of places. Look, if it starts there, there's so many places for the message of Jesus to go. And Jesus, God says, the plan is for the message of Jesus to go everywhere. Let's give these guys a clap. Thanks for holding that well. There you go. Now that means that the message of Jesus is for people who are different than us, doesn't it? If it's to go everywhere, not everyone's the same. So it's going to be for people who are different than us. And there are a lot of differences in different places. So, for example, in Mexico, there's a picture. They celebrate New Year's Eve by eating 12 grapes at midnight. Oh, it's the previous one. 12 grapes at midnight. And what we've got here, in Chile, some people won't like this, but if you turn up on time, it's actually thought to be really, really rude if you turn up on time. You've got to turn up at least 15 minutes late. But the news about Jesus is for people in Mexico. The news about Jesus, that he forgives and can be their king, is for people in Chile. And finally, this is a bit weird. In a tribe in Brazil, have we got the next one? Do you know what that is? That's an ant. It's a bullet ant. They bite you, and they say if it bites you, it's almost as painful as getting shot. But if you want to be a man in some of their tribes, seen as a man, you have to wear a glove covered in ants and let them sting you for 11 hours. That's very different as well, isn't it? Gosh. But God's rescue plan for Jesus to forgive them and be their king is for them people as well. God wants everyone to know the message of Jesus. Even if they look different, even if they speak different, even if they have some weird things to be a man. And you know what? God's plan is working. I've got a video here that I found off YouTube, and it shows the spread of the good news about Jesus, that he can forgive sins. And I just want us to watch it, and we'll see how this message of Jesus has spread from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So let's just watch this video now. So all that white was where the message of Jesus had spread. Isn't that amazing? God's plan is working. But actually, there are still places, there were still places on there where people hadn't heard about Jesus. And even in places where people had heard about Jesus, there was lots of people who didn't trust him. You know, even if in Preston some people have heard about Jesus, not everyone has. So the task isn't finished. The task isn't finished. So we need to think about who needs to hear this message. Some people in Preston need to hear that message, don't they? People in our schools, in our streets, at our clubs, at our universities, at our workplaces. Some people, it'll be people in other countries. Lots of people in... Let me just leave that cable. So lots of people aren't Christians in Europe. There's a great need for gospel witness in Europe. And it might be that you're thinking about going further afield. But God's plan is working, and he's got a great plan, hasn't he? And God says to us, will you join me? Will you join me in my great plan? It's a plan about Jesus, that he forgives sins. It's a plan carried on by the Holy Spirit who gives us the power. And it's a plan for everyone. And if you want to be part of that plan, well, I think there's two things you need to do. First, well, you need to put your trust in Jesus yourself, don't you? You need to trust Jesus as your King and the one who can forgive sins. And I'm guessing most of us here have already done that. Maybe some ages ago, maybe some more recently. We'd heard how Eric did that, didn't we, earlier? So that's the first thing we need to do. Secondly, we need to be willing to tell anyone about Jesus, even if they're different than us, even if they're not like us. And if that's a bit scary, well, remember, we've got the Holy Spirit. He gives us the power to do it. So maybe you want to think about where you might do that. For most of us, we'll be here in Preston, our friends, our family, our colleagues, our school friends. Some people might even consider moving in England to help churches start up. And maybe just a few people here might be thinking about going to Europe or Africa or Antarctica or Egypt or anywhere to tell people the message about Jesus. God's got a master plan. It's great, it's working, and he wants you to be part of it. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much that we can be part of your amazing plan. Thank you that the message about Jesus is so good. Thank you that it's been spread. Thank you that you let us be part of telling people. Amen.